Fred Film Radio from the 76th Venice International Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Nicola Comotti here at the 76th edition of the Venice Film Festival, and today I'm pleased to be joined by Oliver Hermanos and Kai Luke Brummer. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
So, you're here with Moffy. I didn't want to say the word as well, but like I have to, it's the title. Let's start first just as a sort of little outline of the film, and especially like the when you think you decided to, you know, transpose the book into a moving picture, of course. And specifically, what were you really into, you know, telling as a story? Because it's a big, you know, like there's a lot of
there's
topics.
A lot. Yeah, there's a lot.
And I think that's my opinion, of course, but like the real strength of the film was that you created and you managed to tell a story within white suprematism, but like, you know, as an insider, rather than creating a racial, you know, a constant war, there was something within, and I think that was really powerful.
Thank you.
Take this.
I think that maybe my focus is, in the beginning was to tell a story about masculinity in the context, particularly of South Africa, about a masculine space. And how that space is created, and how the different men in that space get molded to look like each other, and to behave like each other, and to think like each other. That was the real challenge, I guess. The narrative of the sexuality of the character is kind of like an element of that. It's to explore the fact that as a country, our history is around white men being in power for so long, and I kind of wanted to understand how they were made, I guess, and how they sort of acted out, or how they still act out their superiority in some way, I guess.
And how did you cast Kai? Like, was
lots
easy,
of auditions?
Yeah,
I mean, we did a very huge casting process, but I think Kai, I don't remember how many you came for.
Like 11. It was chemistry reads.
There's a lot of
wow.
Yeah, because all of the actors in the film, you know, they've never really done films before, so. It's always a risk as a director, so you have to be sure.
It's also about, I think, also taking that time to find, because we're such a collaborative process between all of the actors. So I think finding how everyone works together was a really important thing to find
a chemistry,
cohesive,
big chemistry.
The tension as well. It's very delicate. There's moments within the film that, you know, that if you slip, then the whole drama and the whole tension could literally go down. So I really wonder, like, on set, what was the work between, you know, you and the actors, and of course you, Oliver? How did you direct them? How did you set some sort of, like, I say, pivots of moments, like, this is the pick, so give everything you got? Or
we sort of, I wanted them all to sort of be like a troop, like a real army troop, and to spend a lot of time together. And they went on a boot camp before we started shooting to learn about the army mentality.
Yeah.
And then it's like any kind of directing job where you just torture the actors a little bit, and then you get something out of them.
He's a very intuitive director as well. So regarding like how, when he gets his shots and stuff, if someone's giving something and they're feeling it in the moment, he's quite happy to change the shot and get the moment. So it's incredibly liberating as an actor to be given the space to explore.
Tell me, like, this maybe it's a bit difficult, but trying to distance yourself for a second from the film, you know, like as an independent creature right now, you know, it's got its own life. What did you, you know, like, considering that we, in 1981, South Africa, everything went with the Angolan and the border war, and then South Africa nowadays, right now, was it also like almost like a cathartic process into seeing how far we got, or actually how little, you know, how short we got, if I can say it?
Yes. You know, I think in the South African headspace, you always want to be positive and think about how far. Because, you know, we have had major changes in our society. And then the problem, I suppose, or the interesting thing, is that a movie like this reminds us how little. I think every country has that. Like, if you look back into your past, you always question, if you make a movie about it today, does it really show a different society?
No, for me, I think it's a process of like Oliver said, we've come so far, but there's still things that we're dealing, systemic issues from apartheid that are so apparent in our society. Mm-hmm. But what it did do for myself personally was it gave me a greater understanding of my father, who had gone to the army himself. And I think through that understanding is we can start making sure that we move in a different direction. And only through understanding can we do that.
it's particularly important as well, because we live in right now really like in a big transition as in general as humanity. Like the people that really witnessed things that were, you know, firsthand, they're not here anymore. That we're starting to only trust images or collection, or you know, like the actually recalling of the images themselves. So have you ever felt like a lot of the responsibility into that, like that this film actually will become a document soon to be...
Yeah, you do think
about... Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you think about that a lot. And I think for me, that's always why it's important to be as honest in the work as you can, because you do want it to stand the test of time, and you do want it to be something that reflects in a timeless way, I guess, about humanity and about life, and in the context of this film, about our country's history. But it's hard because, you know, I've chosen a perspective in this film. It's the perspective of these teenagers, and it's not the perspective of the other side, or black people. So, you know, choosing a perspective also creates tension.
Kai, I think this is the last question, but I'm really curious to the work that you did within yourself, meaning as like, you know, we're talking about just a single word, Muffy. But when you get, you know, printed with, like, stamped upon with it, automatically you get an exposure that, you know, whether you want it or not, you just become that. As the process, like, as images go, like, as an actor with your body and therefore, you know, like, giving something out as emotions, did you create some sort of cues of, like, you know, refraining your character, Nicholas, and then when he actually gets exposed? You know, like, if you, what kind of work you did with your body specifically?
Oh, I. Do you mean in terms of how much weight I lost for the film?
In general,
oh,
as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, I mean, I lost 12, 13 kgs for the film because we wanted Nicholas to look like he was struggling in the army, and he wasn't the typical male that would do well there. So I lost a bunch of weight over the Christmas period.
Okay.
But the major process was just shifting my headspace from a young person who's grown up outside of apartheid to someone who's in apartheid, and completely shifting the way that I thought.
Well, I think we need to wrap it up, unfortunately, but thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Oliver and Kai, for being with us here. Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.